Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you watch the game last night, buddy?
For all the talk, Kenny, of baseball's boring, the ball's not put in play. We read Dan Shaughnessy's article yesterday in which he said, what's the point of these games? You have the haves versus the have-nots. It seems like the vision's been over forever. And the Indians end up playing one of the most entertaining baseball games you'll ever see. Unfortunately, it had the wrong result for the Indians.
So it's they're up 4-0 going into the ninth. And Trevor Bauer pitched 8 innings complete. He gave up 3 hits. He struck out 12, which according to Dan Shaughnessy, those aren't really great. Now, striking out 12 guys isn't really much of an accomplishment.
It ain't what
anymore.
It used to be.
So maybe I need to change my thoughts. But he struck out 12. Then Cody Allen comes on. He's able to go 2/3. He's charged with 6 earned runs.
Kenny, he went ahead at the facing the last hitter in the order.
Holy jeez.
He ended up hitting the guy on an 0-2 pitch with a 4-run lead and the bases empty. How's that possible?
So
he threw 31 pitches.
He got two-thirds of an inning in. He wasn't able to get that third one. He ended up being charged with 6 earned runs. And then the real confusion ended up taking place. Because what had happened, you had a miscommunication between Tito Francona and Carl Willis. Okay. But the miscommunication was that... You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and let Tito Francona explain this because it's too good and I can't do it justice. So here's Tito Francona yesterday in the post game on what that miscommunication between him and Carl Willis actually was.
We had a communication. I said OP, and I think in the midst of all the, Carl thought I said OT. That one lands squarely on me. There's no getting around it. I got to be responsible for that when I saw OT coming through the gate. And again, it's not that I don't think he could pitch. Just not the guy I was expecting. And I know Carl's beating himself up right now, but that one lands on me.
So there is video, and obviously we're on the radio. I wish you could see the video right now because there is a replay. And you could see his face like, what the hell is this? he sees Dan Otero coming out. And he's like, he's rubbing the baseball as a manager will do. Basically, they do that. I don't know why they do it. I don't know if it changes anything. Whatever. Maybe it's a new ball and he's trying to scuff it up. Who knows? Anywho, he's like messing with the baseball, rubbing the baseball. And he looks out there and you could see that he's basically saying cuss words I can't say on the radio. Like, holy bleep.
Well, hold on. First,
what do you do? What is he doing?
Well, hold on.
Here?
The first thing he did when he went out there is he signaled like you do. You signal for the lefty.
Yes.
He wants the lefty against Joey Votto with the bases loaded. Joey Votto has not been able to get anything going all night. Trevor Bauer owned him. In fact, it was a great back and forth, earlier in the ball game that they both commented on afterwards, a nice chess match. And then at the end of it, he goes out there and he asks for the lefty. The problem is, what is Dan Otero?
Well, he thought he was getting his other guy. He ended up getting Dan Otero because he said OP, and Carl Willis had thought that he had said OT. Because Dan Otero, see, one is the initials of the entire name with Oliver Perez,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is the first two letters of the last name. So out he walks, and he thinks he's going to see Oliver Perez. And by God, that's Dan Otero's music.
Did they play his music?
Oh, jeez! Oh, king! I don't know if that is Dan Otero. Sir.
I do wonder, the guy that plays the music at Progressive Field, did he play the right music?
By God! Stop the damn game!
Tito sees him walking out and he's like,
It is absolutely.
I had no idea.
And the inning itself, it turns into a 7-run inning, so it is the equivalent of the Undertaker throwing Mankind off the top of the cell. And that's where that inning went. You can see, folks, if you can get to a television at all during any part of the day and see the replay, he looks out there like, what the hell is this bleep?
So, I have 1,000 questions, but what are the baseball rules about changing the pitcher again? Does he have to throw a pitch? Can he fake an injury? Can you go out to get the other guy warmed up and get going and stall, play the stall game? Or are you just going to say, hey, well, I'm going to let the guy who's got his slash line against lefties compared to righties, we're talking about Dan Otero, is completely different. Like, he has no ability. Are you a right-hander, Kenny?
I'm a left.
Do we have a right-hander in here?
Kenny?
Yeah, I'm a right-hander. Yeah,
okay, so let's say you were up at the plate compared to if I were up at the plate as a lefty, and meanwhile, the worst baseball player of all time, that he would be able to get you out but have no chance to get me out. That's how crazy the difference in his slash line is, that he's a Major League Baseball pitcher and can't get one guy out but can get the other guy out.
Well, you know, you say that. However, Joey Votto was 0-for-4 in his lifetime against Dan Otero.
So playing the numbers, is that what Terry was doing?
And then...
And Carl Willis.
And then basically, let's get the Reds 0-2 there ready there, Kenny, just so I'll call the spot right there. And so Dan Otero comes in, and this goes down with Joey Votto.
In the gap right center field, and Votto delivers the goods. 3 runs are going to score, and that's why you pay Votto the big bucks.
So, now, by the way, Fox Sports Ohio, the Cincinnati broadcast, Tom Brennan. Boy, Tom Brennan just calls all the great things in Cleveland, doesn't he? Jeez. So that's the end of that. Carl Willis, I actually spoke in the post game because once Tito Francona drops that little bit of knowledge, then Carl Willis obviously has to come out and address the media. It's amazing. When you beg forever for Mike Holmgren to come down from the ivory tower and he talked down to you, Carl Willis makes this mix up and he goes, okay, I'll come on in. I'll come out. Here's Carl Willis on the mix up.
You know, he came over and said, get OP up, which is what we call Albert Perez. We also call Otero OT. You know, I thought I heard OT. Frankly, I should have asked him to repeat it.
Boy, that's just something else.
Well, how old is Carl Willis?
Old enough to know better.
No, I'm wondering how his hearing is.
Well, it's in a baseball stadium. OP and OT sound pretty similar. He's 57
years
old.
Do we need sign language?
Can we come up with better nicknames?
You know, it'd be amazing if they had some sort of numbering system. Figure out which player was which.
Well, they couldn't do that. There's no way. They say hearing.
Maybe put it on their back.
They say hearing starts to go at 65, and Carl Willis is 57. Of course,
he's
Kenny.
Advanced for his age.
Well, that could happen. You know, when you're in radio, people start to lose their voice. Colin Cowherd talks about how he lost his voice very early. Rush Limbaugh's lost his voice.
Lost his hearing very early. Yeah.
So that can happen.
All right. But again, even if you mouth it, you can't see my mouth again. O-T. OP, if you do B, it looks the same. It looks dumb.
Well, I mean, doesn't Willis know how his pitchers pitch against righties and lefty? I mean, wouldn't he think, Otero, wait, that's not a good idea. That can't be what
he didn't
wants.
Want to question the code red. He didn't want to question it. You can't do that. There is a chain of command.
Tito's
been doing this long
but
enough.
If you're Tito Francona, don't you look up at the scoreboard and go, I got one out to get the out. Don't you not do that? Do you not just do that? Like, maybe he'll do it. He's 0-for-4 lifetime against Joey Votto, or Joey Votto's 0-for-4 lifetime against him, and maybe he'll be 0-for-5. Just get the out.
Okay,
that's all you got to do.
I'm feverishly scribbling here because we're going to ask the fans who's to blame for this. I'm now up to...
Well, you're a pitcher. Just get the guy out for crying out
loud. Oh, no. I got way more than that. There's a lot more that happened. I think I'm up to 11. I'm up to 11.
You're up to 11 reasons?
I just typed another one.
Well, doesn't it fall on the pitcher? It's the pitcher. Get the guy out.
That's one of the 11.
Okay. No, but there's 10 other... You've really found 10 other reasons.
I've got 10 other reasons they lost that game yesterday.
He's got 11 suspects in this crime.
Yeah. Line them up. Usual suspects.
I can't believe... And also, there were people who were upset. Minnesota lost again last night, so you didn't lose a game. I know it was in horrific fashion. You didn't lose a game in the division lead. You were still up.
You're still scoreboard
watching.
You're
still up 8.5 a game. Well, because yesterday, I had brought up, because you saw the 10-day DL thing that happened... Yeah, Minnesota lost to Kansas City last night. You saw the 10-day DL thing that happened to Josh Tomlin. And there were people basically having celebrations in the street about Josh Tomlin. I said, hey, wait a minute. I'm not saying he pitched well. I'm not defending his performance over this entire year. It's been a bad year for him.
Per nine innings, he's putting up the worst home run rate in MLB history. But if he doesn't pitch again this year, he will set a record.
But I go, why are we celebrating this? We don't need to celebrate a guy who's been pretty decent. You always are waiting for the other shoe to drop with Josh Tomlin, but he's been pretty decent. And some people got in and said, well, Ken, it's not even just Josh Tomlin. It's the blind loyalty that Tito Francona shows for him. I said, yeah, you know what? There's a point to him being very loyal and even loyal to a fault in certain degrees. But let me look at it this way. You're up 8.5 games in this division. You could have Francisco Lindor have to run backwards down to first base every single time he comes up to the plate, and you'll still win the division by double digits. So what if this is the case? It's not just an overbelief and trust of Josh Tomlin. Or maybe it's not even that. It's a complete lack of trust from the rest of your bullpen. Now, Cody Allen just didn't have it yesterday, but he's the all-time leader in saves with the Cleveland Indians in their history. But if you look at some of the other guys in that bullpen, are there any of those other guys in that bullpen that you really trust at all? And so you have an 8.5 game lead. Just hear me out on this. You have an 8.5 game lead in this division. We are arguing about, why don't you bring up Francisco Mejia and give Greg Allen a little bit more time and working things out. Is he not doing that with Josh Tomlin? Going, man, if he can just work through this like he has in the past, then he becomes one of these guys that I can trust as we get ready for the postseason. That's why I think he kept getting marched out there, and it just got worse and worse and worse. Because he has battled through it before. There's been many times where we've given up on Josh Tomlin.
As I said, I mean, maybe Josh Tomlin is a symptom of the much bigger issue. He's not the biggest issue because, yeah, they would have won more games without Josh Tomlin this year, but who cares? They're going to win the division anyway, and he's not going to be on the playoff roster. He's not going to be a starter. He's not going to be in the bullpen. They're not going to rely on him in a big moment against Aaron Judge in the Bronx. Like, that's not happening. So, to me, we can all bitch and complain about Josh Tomlin and say addition by subtraction, and then you realize, no, we still have some other issues with the bullpen.
There is no addition by subtraction. You need to add.
Yeah,
you need to have addition.
100%.
So, if it's anything, it just tells you again that, yeah, they just need this. They need this as badly as possible. They need relief pitching. I know everybody's focused on Manny Machado, and Manny Machado is a great name and a great ball player. And Jeff Passan was on with Bull and Fox yesterday, and I know that Manny Machado said, well, I'm a shortstop, and I play shortstop. And Jeff Passan said, nah, he'll play third base if you need him to play third base. You move Jose Ramirez over to second if you want to, and you can move Jason Kipnis out to center or somewhere else in the outfield if you really want to do something like that. That's fine. But I really think that by the way, find that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. Your entire focus needs to be on relief pitching right now. Because, again, I think that part of the reason that Tomlin, yeah, there is some real strong loyalty there. And that's part of why the Indians have been good. Also, that you don't have very much help at all in the bullpen. So if you can get anybody to help out, that'd be a plus. And so if you have a guy that you know you can trust as a good clubhouse guy, because he is, and a guy that Tito obviously strongly trusts, which he does, then you're going to try to work through it. So I don't have any sort of real strong questions or real strong fears about the division, but you got to get this thing figured out as soon as you possibly can, because last night was a disaster. I said the wrong initials. First off, figure out different nicknames. They're not that hard. They're really not.
Baseball has always had the worst nicknames and the worst facial hair. Those two things have bothered me about baseball.
Going back to Little League. Watch the Little League World Series next month, even though, I hate it.
I won't.
Go and watch the Little League World Series.
Yeah, those kids' mustaches are ridiculous.
Dude, Danny Almonte's mustache.
Yeah, start some grooming. My God.
Oh, Brendan ate a turkey sandwich. We call him Turkey. Okay. That's the nickname.
Because they're all so bored playing. The kids are like, can we just play basketball? Have fun.
Their dad would watch a Tom Emanski video. They go, no, I am Bobby Cox now.
By the way, I just added another reason they lost.
Okay, you got 12. Okay.
11 or 12.
Can I get a 13? Can we get a baker's dozen?
I'll try to work at it.
All right, so the Indians lost last night in sensational fashion. I mean, if you're going to lose, you might as well lose with gusto. Would you rather the Indians lose the way they did, or lose 7-0. Because if you're going to lose, you might as well go down with real zeal and give them a reason to boo. 216-578-0092. We'll get back into this. Lima Hess, you have 12 different reasons now?
I lost count.
Lost count. So we'll figure out 12 different reasons why the Cleveland Indians lost. That coming up in the Blame Game at 640. Coming up next, it's About Last Night, live on The Fan.
All right, Kenny, you saw what happened yesterday. They lost 7-4. We dwelled out in the opening segment, and I told you we've got to get to the reasons they lost this game because they had that lead. Trevor Bauer was as sharp as he had been probably until the 6th or 7th. 6th or 7th, he started walking guys and got fortunate to get out of that 6th inning, I thought. Gave up a liner, but whatever. He was great.
Still ended up going 8.
Yeah, did not allow an earned run. So, yeah, 8th inning, he was fine. But I got my reasons. So let's start it out. Kenny Kidd, you got something for this?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right, number one. You ready for number one?
Yes.
Let's get it going. Okay. The first reason?
Yeah.
Mickey Callaway taking that job in New York. That's right. Number one. Because if that doesn't happen, this doesn't happen.
What?
Another ding. Another ding.
All right.
We're doing dings here.
Yeah, I thought you were looking for a sound clip. I was like, you didn't say anything.
Well, I was. A ding.
Mickey and
Number two, Carl Willis's hearing, which is failing him at the ripe old age of, what was it, 59?
57.
Because Mickey Callaway, that just doesn't happen at age 43. It's not going down.
Carl Willis, 57, okay.
All right.
Is he too old?
Is he too old? I mean, it's a legitimate question now, I think. Although, who was Bobby Cox's pitching coach? Didn't he basically go into the 70s with him? Or
I was going to say, how long was Sparky
Leo
Anderson?
Leo Mazzoni or Tony La Russa's Dave Duncan. Didn't they basically grow old together?
Don Zimmer?
Yeah, these guys go pretty late.
All right, so you got two there.
All right, number three, just simply Tito. Now, I've got other Tito reasons, but just simply Tito. He owned it yesterday. He said it was his fault. Okay. He said the miscommunication was his fault, but I think some of you, like Ken Carmen, might be able to say this. Cody Allen giving up 6 earned runs, 31 pitches, hitting the very first guy he saw with an 0-2 pitch. I mean, just you're the closer. And by the way, you're all-time statistically great closer in Cleveland franchise history. Last week, we just trotted it out there. He passed, was it Bob Wickman on the saves list?
Non-save situation. Goes back to Tito if you really want to.
I mean, come on. Just get it
Lord.
Done.
Keep going.
All right, next. Antiquated phone technology in the clubhouse and in the dugout. I mean, get gotomeeting.com. Get something. Get FaceTime.
Text them.
What is the problem? Yeah, can they not have phones out there? How is this hard?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Next. All the double bubble that Terry Francona fills his mouth with that could have caused some confusion, making him inaudible. We needed Jose Ramirez's translator to get it done.
You wanted him to quit the tobacco, and now he's on the gum hard, and you see what happens here.
I can't understand a word of what that guy is saying out there.
Yeah.
Which leads us to the next one. Archaic video technology. We're using surveillance video from like the 70s to try to see who's warming up. Tito's got to press his eyes all the way up against the screen to see who's out there because you know he can't see. He needs a telescope to see all the way into the bullpen. There's no chance that he can get that done.
That's true.
So that also comes back to Tito's eyes. Tito's eyes are failing him. So we've got bad. Hear no evil.
Too old?
Yeah. The new movie. Hear no evil, see no evil with the Cleveland Indians coaching staff.
He needs to go see Dustin Fox and go get those corrective things done. The eyes, surgeries and the whatnot.
Can we not get a partnership for the LASIK?
Well,
come on.
Transition lenses if they don't transition back to regular clear lenses.
Yeah.
Is he using bifocals? What is he going with?
Tony Sperano, continue.
All right, well, another one. Dan Otero, I think he's got to question his role. I do what I would do in that situation. Knowing that I'm probably going to screw up down the road, when my boss gives me a task that I don't like, I just flat out tell him. I bitch and complain.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Dan could have bitched and complained his way out of this, and then it would have made everything better because they would have figured out what he was doing. Another one, Dan Otero for just not getting Joey Votto out. I know you're terrible against lefties. Figure it out. It's a guy with a bat at the plate. He's just standing on the other side. Can we not complicate baseball? What's with all the specialists? What's with all the loogies? Another terrible nickname, which brings us to another one. The terrible, crappy baseball nicknames that we have. Why is Otero O-T? Why is it not D-O?
Or Dano.
Well, can't be Dano. Perez can't be Ollie because, you know, we have Tyler Olson. And so he's an Ollie.
Call them by their names.
It's incredible. I got another one. Because we always used to blame Trevor Bauer, even though you really can't blame him anymore. But I'm going to blame him. How about you go 140 pitches? You said you can do it. You do long toss all day and all night.
Well, how many people did he walk? Go back.
Four total, but three through the sixth and the seventh
three
inning.
Three through the sixth and the seventh inning, he walked four total. Well, see, Trevor, if you don't walk as many people, maybe you're there for the ninth for a complete game.
111 pitches for Trevor. You got to go 140. With this bullpen, you just have to do it.
Unacceptable.
So next time, Trevor, figure it out. Go 140. Those are all the reasons. I think I had 12 of them in total. I think I got to all of them. Which is the worst one? Can we ask the fans? 216-578-0092.
So
who lost him that game yesterday?
Mickey with the Mets. Carl Willis is 57. Tito Francona in general. Cody Allen, 6 earned runs and 31 pitches. Antiquated phones. Double bubble. Archaic video technology. Tito's eyes. Dan Otero's role in general. Dan Otero not getting Joey Votto out. Terrible, crappy baseball nicknames. And Trevor Bauer. He's not able to go 140 pitches.
You know, I'm going to add one more.
Okay, we got a baker's dozen.
Bad facial hair. I just don't like looking at Trevor Bauer's bad facial hair. And so that's another one.
Bad facial hair.
Can we blame the shift?
I just want to know how you're going to turn this around and blame the fans.
You know what?
We haven't done
I got
that
another
yet.
One.
Okay.
You guys were sitting on pins and needles throughout the entire ninth. Then you boo the guys afterwards.
Oh. Because they suck. They deserve to be booed. They're professionals.
And yeah, 21,000. You got to sell that place out. Come on. Let's go.
This isn't high school. Booing's booing. If it's just booing, that's fair. A boo is fair. You got to let them know that you're displeased with what's going on out here.
Well, I could tell you who's displeased. None other than Tiffany Otero, the wife of Dan Otero.
You found that, oh, did yeah. you?
Who decided to tweet last night at Zach Mizell, who wrote the whole column about the nicknames. So first of all, Otero's real nickname, It is his nickname. You bleep it. Okay, I can't say it because we're the only station in America that can't say this. DB. Oh. That's his nickname.
That's his nickname?
That's Dan Otero's nickname.
That's his nickname.
Yet they didn't want to use that.
Otero.
They didn't want to use that.
I got a nickname for Lyman. It's called Piece of Garbage. We call him that every day. You guys don't
we've
know
got,
that.
We've got other names that we can't say.
You've got about 34 of them. Anyway, Tiffany Otero, who hadn't tweeted in like 2 months, tweeted at Zach Mizell for his column yesterday, which was brilliantly done in The Athletic. Check it out.
Yeah.
Quote, that clickbait is strong with this one.
Oh, my God.
With an eye-rolling face.
This is ugly. This
so
is because
now you're,
they are.
Now you're tearing the writers and the wives of the pitchers are going at it. This is a disaster. By the way, Indians in first place by 8.5 games.
We got people. Yeah, because Minnesota still lost yesterday. Okay, we got people on hold here.
That's it for about last night.
We're going to get to you. We got 14 reasons why. 14 reasons why the Indians lost last night when OP and OT, as far as nicknames, got mixed up between Tito Francona and Carl Willis. We'll get to you next. I still have my own reasoning. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on The Fan. Anthony, you got your 14 reasons now why the Indians lost. Are these faults? These are 14 reasons and faults why. And there's a ton here, and there's a ton of people looking to blame. So you're looking for what? Who's to blame here?
Yeah,
we're
who's to blame?
Who's to blame?
Ultimately,
for the
because the first thing you could, the first thing you could say is really to me probably we had some fun with the list. I mean, Cody Allen not getting the job done with a 4-run lead after Bauer pitched sensationally. I mean, there's really your problem. Then you get into all the things that can happen once your guy who comes in, your all-time saves leader in Indians history, can't get the job done, and it opens up a can of worms. But it all comes back to the central thesis of this team, which is nobody right now, especially without Andrew Miller, is going to trust this bullpen. And so The bullpen blows another game. They've lost four in a row, and this has been a team that, and I've got the numbers now, they are now, you know, officially the worst bullpen again in baseball, and they've given up more runs. This is unbelievable to me.
Yes.
They have given up more runs, 157 earned runs in 2018 than they did all of last year, and they had 72 games to go still this year.
So they're up by four. They're up 4-0. Trevor Bauer was pretty sensational throughout the most part, even though he's on this list that you've compiled of reasons why they lost. Trevor Bauer was pretty sensational.
Yeah, he was great.
And then in the ninth inning, they give up seven runs. Seven runs. So let's go to the phones. BP and Pepper Pike, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I was shocked at that game last night. We were coasting and cruising the whole game, 4-0, and then they just blew it. But I thought my thought was reason number 14 is Andrew Miller's on the DL.
That's number 15.
That's a good one.
There's number 15 right there.
You know, if Andrew Miller, you know, if Cody Allen is imploding, at least you could bring in Andrew Miller to put out the fire and get an out.
Oh, well.
Unless you would have used Andrew Miller like the last five games.
Thank you,
because,
BP.
You know, you do get worried about overworking these guys.
Let me get to Glenn. There, yep. Takes another one. That's another 15 one. Reasons.
You can
Glenn.
Add to the list. Let us know.
Glenn in the Falls, you're next up in the Fan. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Glenn.
You know, last night I was losing my crap watching this game, but we forgot to add one more person on this list, and that's Chris Antonetti for not providing the proper slump buster for these last four or five game losses.
It's been they've lost four games that are – Glenn, hold on now, and thank you for the call. Glenn, they've lost – is it four in a row now? They've lost four in a row. That doesn't need a slump buster. You go a week, then you need slump busters involved. It's four games. That's not what's needed there. Just get over yourself a little bit. You can go 4 days.
What is the baseball rule on slump busting? Do we ask Mark Grace? Does he know?
I think you need to be on the road if that were the case. Yeah, Mark Grace would probably be the gatekeeper of such matters. Let me get to Scott and Kent. Now we have 16 reasons. Scott and Kent, you're next
up. Get this list to 20. We're not moving on until we get it to 20.
Scott, go ahead.
I'm blaming the offense. He scored four runs in the first two innings, and then the pitcher retires like 15 straight batters before he gave up a walk. I mean, come on, we're supposed to be the best offense in the league. Why can't you score any runs against Romero, who's not that great of a pitcher?
Romano, yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
And I only remembered Romano because I text my buddies the worst puns ever, and I said, Romano's throwing the high cheese today, much to the chagrin.
Get another one. Lima's terrible puns. Hit the dick.
Now, I will say, Ken, are you familiar with BAPIP?
Oh, the high cheese. Yes.
Because I did bitch to my friends about that, too. How do we not score a run? How do we not score a run for six or seven innings against those guys, against that pitcher who has an ERA like near six? But he was saying, Anthony, BAPIP. I mean, they were hitting the ball hard. They were hitting the ball hard all over the place.
You're hitting the loud outs. They're loud outs.
They had
four
hits going into the ninth inning. Two of them were Jose Ramirez and Lindor to open up the game.
Loud outs are the thing you say to the kid that you have to play two innings because of league rules. That's what those are.
I heard that a lot.
Joe and Mayfield. Yeah, both of you sucked at baseball growing up. Joe, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Joe.
My reason is Mickey Callaway for leaving.
Mickey for leaving? That was the number one
for
Lima.
Carl Willis is a bum. He was a bum the first time around, and he's proven again he's a bum now.
You know,
what is the job of a pitching coach at this level?
Well, let me go with you on this, Joe.
And
because
let me answer it too after you.
Yeah, I want to hear.
The pitching coach. Well, what is the job of the pitching coach to you?
I believe a pitching coach actually tells the manager when it's time to pull a guy, and tell him, oh well, he just don't have it. When's the last time we've been even close to a complete game pitcher?
You got to know.
Power was cruising last night. Yeah, why don't we leave these guys in, let them see what I can tell you one thing for damn sure, you ain't never going to see a perfect game out of these pitchers.
Here's where I'll disagree.
Joe, thank you for the call.
Here's where I'll completely disagree. The one luxury of having an 8.5-game lead and playing in this horrible division is that you don't have to throw these guys and their arms out in July. You shouldn't. I'm okay with, honestly, as much as we're having fun today and people are upset and the crowd was booing yesterday, it is okay to lose games. You're going to win the division. You will. So no, I'd rather lose games now. I said this about Cody Allen when they were doing the 4 and 5 out saves a month ago. You know, wear these guys out. Why wear them out when they're going to easily, you know, the division's going to be a cakewalk. I disagree. If you're going to lose games at the bullpen, it just, to me, puts almost more urgency on, you got to go get some arms. So let's get some arms. Let's go. You know, Jeff Passan was on the show. We'll play this later on. Jeff Passan was on Bull and Fox yesterday, And he said, oh, the luxury of being in this division is you can wait the market out and you can get the best deal and look through all these. No, nonsense. They got to go. They got to get going or you're going to wear guys out. You're going to rush Andrew Miller back, who's had 15 freaking innings all year.
No, you're right. Well, if it does show anything, again, it takes away all the other conversation and it focuses on relief pitching. And I thought that that was even more evident yesterday when they moved the 10-day DL thing. They made the 10-day DL decision with Josh Tomlin. I wanted to say they DFA'd him. They didn't. They put him on the 10-day DL with, what, hamstring soreness or something they basically made up to put Josh Tomlin on the 10-day DL because maybe they'd give him another shot or they just wanted to have a little bit too much respect for the guy there. I still think throughout this, you go back to what Joe said, Carl Willis was the first guy to start blaming stealing signs when the Indians were playing the Red Sox just a couple of years ago. Carl Willis was that guy. Now, Mickey Callaway's out there in New York languishing with, again, you got everybody and their brother, just one to blame Mickey Callaway. Maybe your players suck with the New York Mets if that were to be the case. How about that? Because everybody wanted to blame Terry Collins, and then at the end, well, Terry Collins isn't that bad of a manager. And then Mickey Callaway's there. You know, maybe your players just suck. Maybe it's just because you're the Mets. And baseball gods hate you. Maybe that's the case. Do you ever think about that? So I defend Mickey Callaway, and yeah, I'd probably like to have Mickey Callaway back. However, let's put the real blame here. What are you doing? I know it's a bad day for Cody Allen, and it's charged six runs. They technically were still up at that point. Sure. You got to get your head out of your ass and get another out. You got to do that. You got to get another. You're a pitcher. Get another out. Dan Otero was still winning the four times that he was up against Joey Votto in his career. Joey Votto was still 0-for-4. Now, you could say he was due. You're a pitcher. Get an out. You're a pro. Does a right-handed hitter, does a righty, does that scare you that much? Really? Hey. Steve in Sheffield, you're next up on the Fan.
No doubt in my mind the reason for last night's loss goes all the way back to 1960. The 60s, I should say. The trading of Rocky Colavito.
Rocky Colavito.
How is that not on the list?
Explain that, Steve. Oh, he just hung up.
You can't blame.
Yep.
There's no explanation.
You can't question the gods.
You know what? No, one more. One more. I hate to do it. I don't want to get everybody started. Chief Wahoo this last year.
Oh,
the last year, Chief Wahoo. I mean, we got to do it.
Yeah, you got to hit the ding on that one. That's very true. So that's 18. That's 19 right there. Jeff Passan was on Bull and Fox yesterday. This is what he had to say. You're taking umbrage with what Jeff Passan had to say because you think that they do not have the time to be waiting around. Last night is going to put a great big spotlight on this. Yeah, last night is going to put a big spotlight on this with just what was said. And we've had Jeff Passan on before. This is him saying that the Indians have time.
There are enough guys out there right now, or if they want to get a Juris Familia, or if they want to get a Zach Britton, a Brad Brock, they have the capacity to do so. But having the luxury of time allows them to get the full breadth of what the relief options are going to be.
No. No, they don't have time. Again, I don't mind that they're losing games, but you are impacting your entire pitching staff, not just your bullpen, but your rotation. The longer they wait, the longer Tito's got to sit there and go, I don't know, Mr. Willis. What? What'd you say? I don't know. Carl, what? Who's Carl? OP? Who? D.O.? Ollie? What? Bauer. Bauer's got to go 140 now. He's got to go 140. Who? What?
Naughty by Nature starts coming out the bullpen.
Down with OP.
Very clear he is not down with OP.
Scott in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Kenny Lima.
Hey, Scott.
So, I didn't hear you say it, Lima, but we're going to double down on the wad of crap that Francona has in his mouth all the time when he's communicating, stuff flying out of his face. But another thing I wanted to say real quick was, you know, we keep mentioning they're going to win the Central. They're going to, who cares? When they win the Central and they get into the playoffs and game six rolls around and, you know, they find a way to implode again in the ninth inning like that, and it's over, the season's over, then what? I mean, they got to figure this out before then. Wait,
well,
the one issue
of what they have is just figure out a different nickname to call a guy.
They
Scott,
to.
That's all you got to do.
I know. You kidding me?
Thank you for
they're gonna have to,
out with the nickname
it does.
Already.
It does. Scott, thank you for the call. It seems
gonna
so
have
ridiculous.
To, they're going to have
stupid.
To get together at a retreat around the All-Star break, do something around a campfire, and go through all of those silly things that they do. What's your name? And then it has to have match it with a qualifier with the same initial. You have to go through the whole list like we did that first day of camp.
Two forms of ID at the door when they come out to the field.
Just get it done. By the way, Jim McManus, one more reason.
What?
It's obviously LeBron's fault. If he was still in a suite, front-running, and posing as an Indians fan, maybe they could have sealed the deal.
Well,
that's 20.
That's 20. We are at 20 reasons why the Indians lost last night. We will try to add to this list coming up later on. Also, we'll reach out to a lot of different people when it comes to what Jeff Passan said and a lot of different opinions because you're in trouble now. You are in trouble with the bullpen. Not when it comes to the division. Minnesota still lost, even though it was a horrific way to lose a game last night. It doesn't count for two, so you're still up 8.5 in the division. But there's a lot of problems with that bullpen. And Tito, I think, told you yesterday when he put Josh Tomlin on the 10-day DL instead of even what happened after that game yesterday. We'll get back to that coming up later on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.